Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Because of the Holy Spirit, people are able to do more than what they normally could do. There are children that have good parents. Their parents gave them good example all of their lives. Their parents were there. They were involved with the child's life. They were able to go to their children's games, football games, baseball games. Whatever kind of sport, cheerleading, or whatever they were doing, the parents were always there. And the parents loved God, so they gave them. When you love God, a lot of choices you make are going to be healthy choices. Though the enemy is trying to tear everybody's life down, everybody have their own struggles and problems and interferences of Satan that they have to work through. But when you love God, you overcome those things. And a child can sense and see their parents make decisions. And that becomes their vision, their expectation. That's what they're going to do. If people see victory, they'll walk in it. The devil knows this. So if he try to get your life full of the world so that it'll interfere with what you're portraying, he's trying to put your light out. He's trying to cause you to be ineffective. But when parents have overcoming parents, I mean, when a child has overcoming parents that love, that walk in God's love, they live God's word, they have a visual, a trust forms. Now, children, foolishness is bound in the heart of any child or every child. And they will try things when their parents are not looking. And eventually they're going to get bit by the world. And they're going to go back to the love that they saw in their parents. And now they know for themselves, this is the way to go. See, just when people love you and they take care of you, that's normal for you. You expect it. You think that's just the way it's supposed to be. Until you go out in life and you see how things turn out for others. And then you examine why. And you trace it right back to the love of the world system. You know, the greed, the lust, the envy, the pride of life. Things that don't work. Strifes. And you say, hey, you don't have to have strife. Why? And people are trapped by it. There are people who are trapped in anger, trapped in strife, trapped in lust, trapped in all the works of the devil. They don't want to be trapped, but they are trapped. And they don't have the vision because they didn't have a good foundation. And when you try to help them understand it, it's difficult. Unless they want to grow and start operating according to the love of God, they're not going to learn it. Unless they start doing what Jesus said do, they cannot learn it. If their first role models were trapped by the devil, and they'll have a hard time trusting people. They'll have a hard time trusting God unless they fall in love with the ways of God. Now, some of the most unusual people had a rough upbringing. They're not locked in. I'm not saying that, but coming out of that trouble, you have to have the love of God. And you have to learn it and receive it and be able to give it. If you receive the love of God, if you receive the grace that He's given you, and then you turn around and you love others, then you're going to start learning how love works. Now, my dad saw his parents murder in one day. They shot his mother, who was pregnant with twins. Then they shot his father. And he was raised by loving people. And the Lord called him to the ministry when he was a teenager, and he didn't want to do it. He joined World War II, trying to run from God. And he almost drowned, and he gave his life to the Lord. What I mean by gave his life to the Lord, he started obeying what God was wanting him to do. I believe he was a Christian, but he was a running Christian. He stopped running and he embraced the ministry God was trying to give him. And he did it right. I watched him. So he came out of a negative situation. But his parents must have laid a good foundation. Because they got killed when he was 5. He was born in 1920. They were murdered in 1925. And he had a hard life. But he was a very loving, wise type person. My sisters told me that he was a boxer. And he would box the men in the neighborhood and nobody could beat him. And every time he knocked one out, his cousin Lewis would throw water on him. And one guy said, "I can take you, I know I can win." And Lewis said, "We got plenty of water." But also, the children in the neighborhood, he went and bought baseballs and bats and gloves and uniforms so they could play baseball. And after the games, he took up all of the equipment, put it in the trunk of his car. They washed the clothes, and they were ready to play another game next time, you know. He was a blessing. If you receive God's love, then relay God's love. That's the only way you're going to learn to appreciate the life of God and receive the life of God and trust the life of God. And so many people are, if you try to trust the world, you can't trust the world and God at the same time. It's not going to work. They are at war with each other. And preachers that don't teach some preachers only try to preach in modern times what people want to hear or what they think people want to hear. But you have to tell people all of God's word. And people are responsible to do all of God's word. And all of God's words are important. And the wisest preachers teach the whole word of God. And they don't try to doctrinalize the word of God into some format that men approve. See, God, when you follow God, he goes out of the approval of men and their doctrines and what they think people want to hear so that they can pay their church bills and buy big buildings and whatever they want after. If your first love is God, everything will work like it's supposed to, because you'll teach his word, not some form of his word. When people teach a form of God's word, they leave out information that you have to have faith in. You have to have faith in all of it. You have to believe that there's a hell. And now so many modern Christians, they don't believe in hell anymore, which they'll find out about it when they die, even if they go to heaven. And when they see their loved ones falling in there that they thought didn't exist, in a place that they thought didn't exist, they were wrong. Or sometimes they'll fall in there because they didn't believe in it and they played with the world and they thought they could just get away with stuff. The blood of Jesus is to rescue you out of this world, all the way out of this world. You don't supposed to go back and marry it. You leave it alone. You reject it. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil is to show us the things that we must reject. If you're married, that means if you're a man and you're married to a woman, your wife, that means all other women are rejected if you do it God's way. It doesn't matter how more compatible they are or how beautiful they are or how they seem. They reject you. You got to reject them, just like the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And everything else of the world. if you do it God's way. But, you know, being lukewarm is no good. You can't do God any good if you're lukewarm. If you're in the middle of the road. But when you love God and you live His life, you're His friend. You're a blessing, an asset, an extension of Him. You become just like Him. Just like Him. He is the spirit you are. And those children who have good, godly parents, their parents operate like the Holy Spirit. In the course of their life, their parents are going to give them godly advice, godly counsel, godly instruction. And see, parents have been through every stage. Now, you're coming up in a world that's worse than the one that they grew up in. But it works the same way. Satan doesn't have new tricks. He just got more people on board. But those parents can help you navigate. Now, the Holy Spirit of God can do an exponential. He can be an exponential blessing and help you go forward and ever increase. If you trust His logic, His knowledge, His wisdom. So as you go forward in life, doing what He gave you to do, you're going to find out that it works. And He's going to be a blessing to you. God loves you. He loves you so much. He's going to help you. You're going to be able to do all that's in His heart. And you're going to be able to see what He sees. You're going to be able to trust Him. You're going to be able to understand, because God loves us. When you love God, and God loves you, and you know God loves you, there's nothing you can't do. The fact that you know God loves you makes a big difference. Some people need to hear that God loves them personally. Years ago, the Lord told me to tell two people that I know and love that He loves them. And they both had the same reply, and they didn't know it. I told my cousin, I said, the Lord told me to tell you He loves you. She said, I'm glad somebody does. And I told one of my friends, the Lord told me to tell you He loves you. He said, I'm glad somebody does. This can be the spark. If God say do it, He knows what's ahead. Knowing God loves you is very important. Knowing that, you know, that makes a difference. Because out in the big bad world, when people act crazy, you know that God loves you. That kind of love overcomes the world. And it causes you to overcome the world. And you become a world overcoming person. All the different problems that the world throws at us, we overcome them. Because we know that God loves us. And we operate in His love. We share God's love. We betray it. From there, we can have faith in God's word. We can trust Him. We can follow Him. We're ever encouraged as we receive the word of God, which is the knowledge of love. And all things are exponentially received. As we receive the word, it helps us receive more of the word. As we receive the word, we receive more of the word. We don't just grow a little bit. We multiply knowledge. The only things that's added to our life is the things that we possess. Because the knowledge of God is multiplying and securing us, He's preparing you for more. But you have to have the foundation of life, and then you can manage more things. If a person gives you $1,000, you have to be able to manage it. Or it can be a problem. If a person gives you $100,000, you really have to manage it. Or it can become a problem. Whatever's in your heart, you're able to do it. More so than if you had $100,000 or $1,000. If you have $1,000,000, you really have the knowledge of God and be able to manage it so that you can control the money and the money don't control you. If you have $1,000,000,000, you have to, your love has to grow because now you got a point. You can really make a difference. And there are people out there to trick you out of it. You have to know how to have the wisdom of God to be stable. You can't, a man with $1,000,000,000 can't act like a man with $100. It takes a lot more knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Much more love of God operating at his understanding. This is how it is. One day you'll be able to have conversations with the Lord in heaven because people won't draw near to him now. They can learn it right now if they want to. But you'll be able to have a visual. God can show you what different paths of your life and what would have happened at different stages if you acquired more or less. It's not the things, it's the wisdom. The more you receive his knowledge and wisdom, the more you can do. And the more you'll be enabled to do. The more you listen to the Holy Spirit, the more you can do. Your abilities increase. Your encouragement increases. Your knowledge increases. Your level of understanding increases. Your stability increases. Everything goes up. It's just like parents, children that had good parents, good role model parents that love God. When they grow up, it's time for them to receive the wisdom and knowledge of their parents, they can do it because they have a relationship with their parents. And their parents have helped them and blessed them. And they trust their parents. And then when their parents give them counsel, they can quickly receive it because they have a relationship with their parents. And then when they give them the greater knowledge and wisdom and show them the details of what to watch out for, they can quickly receive it. And then as you start doing these things, the things that of God, you learn more. You always learn more. As you obey what God said do. That's just the way it is. So as you go forward in him, doing the things that's in his heart, operating in his love, you grow from glory to glory. And you see things in a much greater way. Everything changes. And all things are made new. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to invite you to move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.